the tunnel's basically divided into two sections. There's the completely covered tunnel part, and then there's the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And the train tracks are just, it's light, tons of light. One of the things I really love about it is that the weather comes into it. So, you know, when I had my sort of moment where this project came into mind, the fact that the weather, the rain, the snow, everything came through was a really critical part of the design of it. And if you go during certain moon lights, you get the light bouncing in from the river, comes in this way, and then it comes in overhead too.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Thousands of people pass over every day. From the train, you could see the project.
That's,
you're pulling out of the station or coming in, you look down and you could see the bodies. And, you know, the fact that it survived for that long without, you know, and when I was making the project in 1999, that's when they were installing the Acela lines. So all the workers were directly above me for the first, like, 2 months. And so I'd been working during the day, like, literally right underneath them with the shovel, just quietly going. So it was so many chances of getting busted. I spent August, September, October, November. I'm going to say, like, essentially 4 months of nonstop installation, where I just went down there and just would spend my entire, like, get there when the sun, I tried to, because when the fitting first started, I had to get there at like 5:30 a.m. or 6 o'clock to beat the crews, like the train track crews, there were the bridge crews that were up the street, and then Roger Williams Park was doing a lot of maintenance that, so there were three different maintenance crews, and if I didn't beat them, I would, over by the Citizens Bank building, I'd jump into the water there and walk up the river. So no one would see me.
Mm-hmm.